Some civil rights leaders urged a more cautious approach to winning civil rights. Malcolm X expressed the feelings of many blacks that more uncompromising methods of struggle were needed. Like members of the Black Panther Party, Malcolm X advocated the right of armed self-defense for blacks and other oppressed groups who lived in so violently racist a society as the United States. Here is an excerpt of a speech Malcolm X delivered in Detroit, Michigan, 2 years after giving the speech, February 21st, 1965. He was assassinated in New York City.
I just want to say that Malcolm X is one of my favorite people and one of my favorite thinkers and speakers. So it's a special pleasure to read one of his speeches, as he also has one of my favorite lines ever. And I'll say it slowly so you guys know what I'm saying. We want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me, us. We want to talk right down to earth in the language that everybody here can easily understand. We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is us. We're her problem. The only reason she has a problem is she doesn't want us here. And every time you look at yourself, be you black, brown, red, or yellow, a so-called Negro, you represent a person who poses such a serious problem for America because you're not wanted. Once you face this as a fact, then you can start plotting a course that will make you appear intelligent instead of unintelligent. Yeah, I love it. What you and I need to do is learn to forget our differences. When we come together, we don't come together as Baptists or Methodists. You don't catch hell because you're a Baptist, and you don't catch hell because you're a Methodist, and you sure don't catch hell because you're an American, because if you were an American, you wouldn't catch hell. You catch hell because you're a black man. You catch hell, all of us catch hell for the same reason. So we're all black people, so-called Negroes, second-class citizens, ex-slaves. You're nothing but an ex-slave. You don't like to be told that, but what else are you? You are ex-slaves. You didn't come here on the Mayflower. You came here on a slave ship in chains, and you were bought here by the people who came here on the Mayflower. And you were bought here by the so-called pilgrims or founding fathers. They were the ones who brought you here. We have a common enemy. We have a common enemy. We have this in common. We have a common oppressor, a common exploiter, and a common discriminator. But once we all realize that we have a common enemy, then we unite on the basis of what we have in common. And what we have foremost in common is that enemy, the white man. He's an enemy to all of us. I know some of you all think that some of them aren't enemies. Time will tell. Look at the American Revolution in 1776. That revolution was for what? For land. Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed. The French Revolution, what was it based on? The landless against the landlord. What was it for? Land. How did they get it? Bloodshed. The Russian Revolution, what was it based on? Land. The landless against the landlord. How did they bring it about? Bloodshed. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. You're afraid to bleed. As long as the white man sent you to Korea, you bled. He sent you to Germany, you bled. He sent you to the South Pacific to fight the Japanese, you bled. You bleed for white people, but when it comes to seeing your own churches being bombed and little black girls murdered, you haven't got any blood. You bleed when the white man says bleed. You bite when the white man says bite, and you bark when the white man says bark. I hate to say this about us, but it's true. How are you going to be nonviolent in Mississippi as violent as you were in Korea? How can you justify being nonviolent in Mississippi and Alabama when your churches are being bombed, your little girls are being murdered? If violence is wrong in America, violence is wrong abroad. If it is wrong to be violent defending black women and black children and black babies and black men, then it is wrong for America to draft us and make us violent abroad in her defense of her. Mm. And if it is right for America to draft us and teach us how to be violent in defense of her, then it is right for you and me to do whatever is necessary to defend our people, our own people, right here in this country.
Yeah. like it jigsaw pieces tossed about the room. I saw my grandma sleeping with her old straw broom. But she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sweeping up pieces of a man. I saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, "Now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off 9 others today." But he didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand. That he was only talking to him. Pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, he never turned my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. But they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're only arresting, yeah, pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong, strong man. Yeah, I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces.
Great big Cadillac, sinners in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. You can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
1, 2. Rap music. What does it mean? What is everybody in this industry for? What is everybody buying rap for? Why do people get involved in rap music? Rap music, number one, is the voice of black people, number one. Number two, it's the last voice of black people. Black people have created every music you hear out here in the streets today. Every single music. From rock and roll down. Therefore, in a situation that has all African music in it, all African music exploiting itself of it or coming out of it, or African influence in all its music, and you have what is called American Music Awards, you have what is called theft. And what I would like to bring out today is rap music as a revolutionary tool in changing the structure of racist America.
Minority Report. Minority Report.
So I'll see you in day ghetto. Big shot, you know, let's go. Shit go back. Be bully, bash to beat badly. Uh-huh. Black jeans baggy, backstreet athlete. At the intersection of Boulevard and the Azmeets. Book educated, street savvy. Young elite speech master. Massacre masses of whack rappers rapping gauze for coming after us. You don't wanna clash with us, we them cool dudes. But running, we're flipping like, yeah, nigga, we fooled you. Straight ass kicking, better dash niggas on that ass kicking and punching. You ducking in the grass, tripping, a spat spitting. Ghetto live and transmitting from here to where your ass sitting back, listening to the cat spitting raps written, splitting cats kicking that bullshit. Hit them, leave them on they back, bitching. Smash hitting cats, getting till I'm the last living nigga spitting fire for your ass, nigga. We about to hit the road with yo, I'ma get back with ya. But I'ma leave a little something, take that with ya. Be aware who in your face, cause cats switch up. 1 minute they running with you, but next they out to get you. Yo, it's a suicide, it's a suicide. See, we come from Kansas City's like a zoo inside. Yo, they ghetto with chalk, rock your block. And see, we came to make it pop on some do or die for show. So run for cover, be scared. And there's nowhere to hide, cause we there. It ain't a game, and we ain't came for playing. If you thinking otherwise, then motherfucker be with
G-H-E-T-T-O, let's go. Big shot, been thorough from the get-go. In 88, gave birth to the flow. I used to watch B Street, thought I was Ramon. I ran loose, tagged up on every phone booth. Okay. And my B-boy stance, Adidas sweatsuit. Shell tops, no shoestrings in them. Cause back then, the rap game was much different. We ain't talk about guns and drugs, but we did talk about how dope we was, man. I surely was, and trust me, I still am. And if I wasn't, then why would I say I am? I don't pretend I ain't most of you whack rappers. Yell thug shit, but y'all really backpackers. Love life, Dave, they don't really know. Most think that question's rhetorical until you ask her again. And they right there where their life is about to end. We used to backspin, but now we spin back around. In all black, strapped with the full town. About to pull a heist so we can rap about it. We used to throw block parties, then rap about it. What happened? Where did we go wrong? I wanna go back and put my Kango on. But now it's Sean John and Rock Aware. To Swaz, coming soon. Get prepared, I make my own rules. And I won't lose. I'm so live, I should have been in Crush Groove.
It's a suicide, it's a suicide. And see, we come from Kansas City's like a zoo inside. Yo, they ghetto with chalk, rock your block. And see, we came to make it pop on some do or die for show. So run for cover, be scared. And there's nowhere to hide, cause we there. It ain't a game, and we ain't came for playing. If you thinking otherwise, then motherfucker be where, yo.
We'll be right back. yo. From time I'm denying how you ain't that fine. It ain't sweet enough for me to leave what's mine. And then time grass green and rose on the vine. You're skipping a slow frame pick throughout my mind. It's you, you know I'm talking right. When you used to drive for me at my gate in the night. When the late great talks just didn't suffice. You was with it down to kick it, then the time was nice. Them was the days, northeast special in the ways. Fill up the tank, drive and find a spot and blaze. God, blaze, God. Previous records are set, but the marks were shattered. Believe in a second, a rap for your heart that's battered. For me to make it, was step to the start of this ladder. Falling up, never falling down. Although sometimes I lose my mind, I wanna shake you down. You made my days to the bluffs, I wanna take you down. Appletone with a spliff, with life and break it down. Plus I like the buff. Moon on your body with the scenery. Slow dabs are making out how much you mean to me. You show me back with all of, I know you're feeding me. And with that, we'll fade the greenery, car. From time I'm denying how you ain't that fine. It ain't sweet enough for me to leave what's mine. And then time grass green and rose on the vine. You're skipping a slow frame pick throughout my mind. It's you, you know I'm talking right. When you used to drive for me at my gate in the night. When the late great talks just didn't suffice. You was with it down to kick it, then the time was nice. Them was the days, northeast special in the ways. Fill up the tank, drive and find a spot and blaze. God, records are set, but the marks were shattered. Believe in a second, a rep for your heart that's battered. For me to make it, was step to the start of this ladder. Could we be falling up, never falling down? Although sometimes I lose my mind, I wanna shake you down. You made my days to the bluffs, I wanna take you down. Appletone with a spliff, with life and break it down. Plus I like the buff. Moon on your body with the scenery. Slow dabs are making out how much you mean to me. You show me back with all of, I know you're feeding me. And with that, we'll fade the greenery, car.
Definitely gotta send strong RIP shout out to Tony Silver, who passed away earlier last week. And big ups to my man Dell for putting this on. For the people who don't know, Tony Silver is actually the man who directed Star Wars, the very first hip-hop movie. Even before Wildstar, from back in the days. And Star Wars was actually, for people who may or may not know, actually a documentary from for PBS, I believe it was. And I guess it just kind of took off from there. But that was the first actual piece of film that was dedicated to documenting hip-hop and hip-hop culture. And it's definitely a very influential movie. And for a lot of people who may not know, K. Slay was in that movie back in the day when he was like a 17-year-old kid, because he was big into the graffiti scene. So, you know, this is a big loss for hip hop, and you know, for graffiti especially, you know, because the man who really kind of put it into the forefront, or was willing to take that chance, you know, passed away. And you know, you can read more about it anyways on if you go check out vibesandstuff.blogspot.com. That's my man Del's blog, and he'll keep you up to date on all the goodies as to what's going on in the industry, and break you off a little bit of knowledge. So I would suggest you do so. Go check it out. And speaking of checkout, events coming to you this weekend that you want to be on the lookout for, of course, is the Harborfront Skating Rink event. Mel Boogie and JJ Rock from Droppin' Dimes are going to be over at the Harborfront tonight, Friday night, starting at 8 p.m. Playing for about an hour. So if you enjoy Droppin' Dimes, you want to go and check it out. There'll be hot chocolate, and you got to bring your own skates, or skate rentals are available. So hopefully the weather's not too bad. Even if it was like it was today, then that's tolerable. So you can go and check it out. 235 Queens Key West, if you're not familiar with the location. And the overall event, skating event, goes till 11. So yeah, there you go. Looking for something to do this weekend. That's one of the things to go check out. Also, you got what's happening. You got the Bang the Party event with my man Andy Cap and Rod Skimmins, taking place over at the Boat on Saturday, February 9th, or actually, sorry, Friday, February 9th. What's that? Looks like somebody screwed up on that. I believe the party is on Friday. So if you want to go and check out the Boat, regardless, it's either Friday or Saturday. Yeah, actually, it's every second Friday. So they just got the date wrong. Ah, well. I saw it go. Electric House, Afrocentric, Dub Soul, Disco, all that good stuff and more. You can go check it out. It's $5 is the cover, and the Boat is in Kensington Market, located at 158 Augusta Avenue. It's called Bang the Party. If you need more information, you can check out myspace.com/gangof2, or just hit up gangof2@hotmail.com and you'll get more information on that. In the meantime and in between time, I'm going to keep moving, playing you some tunes, like this one from my man Marvell off his brand new album that's out now. This is actually his first full-length album that he's actually released, which is crazy considering the amount of time he's been out. And the next one who's guilty of that as well is Socrates, who's supposed to be dropping a new album this year as well, full-length of his own material. So we'll see what comes of that. But like I said, my man Marvell, he's got this new album. It's called No Streets, Just the World. You can go pick it up at mumbleshiphop.com and various locations in and around town. He was in the studio about a month or two back. Bless, you know, definitely one of T.O.'s veteran MCs and skilled MCs who was still killing it till this day. So we're going to get into this track. It's called These the Days, off the album No Streets, Just the World. Like I said, CKLN 88.1 FM on the strength if you want to hit us up.